David Plath has been on the job as executive director of the new Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center for just about a month now. He moved to Maine from Florida and tells Star 97.7 his experience there made for a perfect fit for the job in Millbridge.
While I was in Florida, I actually worked for an organization called ArtServe, which was one of the six original arts incubators in the United States. They had a similar outlook where they wanted to provide a black box theater, a dance studio, an art gallery, and this was a very similar type of organization, so I was really kind of intrigued by it.
The theater board of directors is equally intrigued and excited about what Plath brings to the new theater and to the community. When Gateway Millbridge decided to tear down the old movie theater and rebuild the venue that was such an iconic hub, the community stepped up. Today, the beautiful new theater and community arts center is 100% paid for. Now, Executive Director David Plath tells Star 97.7 they're working toward raising funds to purchase a digital movie screen and projection equipment.
We have had a generous anonymous donor come forward with a $30,000 match. That would give us $60,000 toward the purchase of a digital movie screen and projection equipment. So it would really bring the Millbridge Theater back to its original glory of being able to show films as well as some second-run movies.
Plath says although they've raised $25,000 toward that $30,000 matching goal, the total cost will be about $90,000. The matching funds challenge runs through the end of December. Donate at millbridgetheater.org. When Gateway Millbridge went looking for an executive director to head up the new Theater and Community Arts Center, they found the perfect person in David Plath. Plath has officially been in the role for about a month now. He tells Star 97.7 his vision for the venue is to really have something for everyone.
Showing small artists' works, those budding new artists who may not be able to get into certain galleries, give them the opportunity to have a show, the movies, but also really gearing programming toward kids, adults, the fact that we do have a fairly large Latino community here, to really become multicultural in our planning.
The holidays are no exception. Coming up on December 2nd, enjoy a free holiday cartoon movie and visit with Santa. And join in the holiday memory tree lighting beginning at 4 p.m. More information on the theater's Facebook page. If you talk to anyone down east, they'll likely talk about going to the theater in Millbridge on Saturday to enjoy popcorn, a movie, and other entertainment. David Plath, executive director of the new Millbridge Community Theater and Arts Center, tells Star 97.7 a great way to honor those great memories is to share a loved one's name in a permanent place at the theater.
We did start a walk of bricks. People can memorialize somebody. For somebody especially who lived in the Millbridge area, who grew up going to the theater, it's a great way to support the theater as well as support their loved one, maybe a parent that took them every week to see a different movie. Those are definitely the ways that people can help.
Plath says they also plan to start a new volunteer program for folks to help with taking tickets, concessions, and cleanup. Watch the theater's Facebook page for announcements about that.